And if you're here tonight and you feel that oppression of the enemy, I don't know in what way you feel that oppression, but you're aware of oppression. You're aware of it, pulling on your life, pulling into sin, making you think wrongly, erroneously, unhealthily. Your life is under a control that is not, put it this way, you don't feel free. If you were to describe your existence now, you would not say, I am free. Well, Christ came to make that a reality. He came so that you might sense freedom, real freedom. So that while the strong man comes into the life and dominates, and he does everything necessary to keep you at peace, you know what's wonderful? As soon as you begin to sense that you're no longer at peace, God is at work. When sinners who were for years content with their sin and their activity and their irreligiosity or perhaps even their religion, but it's no longer bringing them contentment, that disturbance is the finger of God. It's unsettling them. And they begin searching and begin inquiring. And some of you can testify that this was your own experience. You were quite content. You were at peace. You were in the palace of the strong man. But then the Lord Jesus Christ came and began to disturb. And you began to seek. You began to be interested. You began to listen to things before you didn't listen to. And you heard the word of God. And finally, you said, no, I don't want just to hear it. I want to keep it. Oh, blessed Lord Jesus, be my Savior. Be my God. Be my Redeemer. Be my one mediator between God and men. Oh, let me see the glory of your cross. Let me bow before your throne. Let me worship all your work. What you've accomplished there on Calvary was for me. And I hear that word and I keep it. I want to keep it. I want to keep it. I want to make it the very substance of my living. I want it to be the reason why I live. I want to say with Paul, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to gather with you, Lord. I want to preach them to dying men. I want my words and my lips to be used so that I can gather in so that others realize that as they live under the strong man, there's one stronger than he. I want them to know. Beloved, this, there's no neutrality. There's no standing as a Christian in some dull form that lets you just exist marveling at the work of Jesus Christ. It thrusts you into action. You hear the word, you keep it. You keep it.